if they see one that has a low rating and review, they're not going to test it out. Just like you're probably not going to test out a product that you already know that most people that used it are giving it just 2 stars.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your friend, Adam A. Adams. You might hear that my voice is a bit hoarse. I am getting over a cold. I hate getting sick, but I am, and I still wanted to add some value to you. And so this is what we're going to be talking about. Excuse the voice. Today, what you're going to be learning is a private message campaign that is going to work really well for you. And it is a private message campaign, unlike some of the others that you've heard. And it is pretty simple. You probably heard me talk a little bit about how to call your friends and get ratings and reviews. You probably talked about us, how we market for people and do the private message campaign. This is different. This is a little bit different. And it's going to help you get more social proof on your podcast. Social proof is going to be important because, like Amazon, as you all know, there's 3 main reasons why you like Amazon. Well, most of us do. And I'm certainly one of them. There's 3 reasons why I like Amazon. The first one is because I'm able to buy stuff in my underwear. I think it's pretty freaking cool that I don't have to get dressed up, dolled up. I don't have to do my hair and I don't have to put on clothes if I don't want to. It's pretty freaking cool. The second reason why I like Amazon is because I don't have to drive anywhere. So I don't have to leave the comfort of my own home and I don't have to worry about traffic. And it could just be delivered to my house within sometimes a day to 3 to maybe 10 days. But a lot of the Prime stuff comes a little bit faster. So what's the third reason and how does that relate to podcasters? The third reason is the biggest reason why I like Amazon and probably the biggest reason why you like Amazon. It's the social proof. You're able to see clearly what somebody says about that product. You're able to see, oh, this one's got 1,000 reviews and it averages a 2. I'm not buying that shiz, right? This other one, it might be $5 more, but it has 2,000 reviews and it's averaging a 4.5-star. Hell yeah. Or if you even want to go a step further, you can start reading some of those reviews. You can start reading what they say about how comfortable a bit it is, how soft it is, how quality it is, how much of a value the other customers think it is. And as you do that and you see the social proof of other people like you that wanted a product like that, if they're happy or sad about the end result of what they paid for, it supports you. When you go to the supermarket, when you go to the that's the same thing. When you go to the mall, you don't always know if this product is going to be good because it doesn't have that social proof. And without the social proof, it's going to be hard for people to buy into it, to pay money, to spend time. Okay. There's 2 valuable assets that we all have. It's time and it's money. Those are 2 major assets that you need to protect. You need to protect your time. You need to protect your money. And your listener or your potential listener needs to protect their time. That's a valuable asset for them. So when they're considering joining a podcast to listen to a podcast, we think to ourselves, they're not going to care that I don't have any social proof, but they actually do. We found in recent studies that were published literally this month, at the beginning of the month, as I'm recording it, we found that most people read those reviews before they listen to an episode. It helps them know if they should start listening to your podcast. Most of them check to see how many 5-star ratings and reviews. Maybe you don't. Maybe you are the anomaly. Maybe you and a couple of your friends don't do it. But the vast majority of avid podcast listeners, they are going to check that first one looking at a new show. If they see one that has a low rating and review, they're not going to test it out. Just like you're probably not going to test out a product that you already know that most people that used it are giving it just 2 stars. So this private message campaign simply supports us. It's an audio private message campaign. And it goes like this. You jump into Facebook and you go to the Facebook Messenger part of Facebook on your computer or your phone. Instagram also does this, and a few other platforms can do this, but definitely Facebook and Insta. Okay. What you'll do is you will, to save yourself some time and to make sure it's not copy and paste, what you'll do, you'll start recording a voice memo for different people in your network. And you can easily set this up so that you maybe just do 10 one day a week. In one, every Friday, every Saturday morning, you just send out 10 of these. And so it can go like this. You can grab a hold of that and you can say something like, "Hey, John, I am reaching out because I heard on a podcast recently that social proofing is important for my podcast. And I just wanted to reach out to a couple people that I trust to see if you wouldn't mind just listening to like an episode or two of the podcast and leaving an honest review. It doesn't matter if it's 5-star or 2-star or whatever, just letting me, the podcast app, and any potential listeners know just kind of like what you think of it. That would really help me out. And if there's anything I can do for you, I am here for you. Let me know. Thank you. I appreciate you. If you have any questions, I'm here." That's a perfect example of what you can do. Just talk normally. You don't need to have a script written completely in front of you. Maybe some bullet points, maybe a script. But if you read a script like you're reading a script, for example, it's going to sound robotic. Your voice inflections are going to be more perfect. And you're going to probably, most likely, your cadence is going to be off. And it starts sounding bad. It actually starts sounding fake. And what I mean by that is like when we have a cadence where it's like as if we're reading, then what's going to happen is you'll see that it's more monotoned than normal, but also it sounds too structured. So there's less, like when I'm talking ultimately, you'll hear that I have a pause. You'll hear that at the end of some of my sentences, I'll start to slow down and I'll have a pause. And I might have different voice inflections, but also at other times you'll hear me speaking a little bit more rapidly. Like I'll just get through a conversation and then pause. And that's how we get a natural feeling voice. That's how we get it natural. So if you are going to read it, you want to read it like you're really talking to somebody. You don't want to read it like you're just reading something and that's what you're doing is just reading something. You can tell right now that it sounds like I am reading something. And part of the reason why is because my cadence is so robotic and it is so strange because I am just reading. The second part that you'll notice is I keep saying, "I am reading." When we read something, most of us make a mistake when we're creating the script or the copy. I call it a script. Most of us make a mistake. And what the mistake is we get more formal than normal. And we might say, "I am." We might say, "You are." And when we're naturally speaking, like our normal conversation, we're going to say stuff like, "We're going to," like I just said, naturally. We are not going to say "we are not." We're going to say, we're just going to have those hyphenated words. We're going to conjoin the words, the two different words. We're going to put them together. And sometimes we're going to speak fast. Sometimes we're going to pause. Sometimes we're going to breath. But if we're reading, it gets harder to do that. You just have to be really good at, you have to be conscious about this stuff if you're going to be reading it. Now, for your information, I'm not reading this episode. It's coming from the heart. And I like the way that that sounds. I like the way that it comes across. I prefer it. And it's actually easier for a dyslexic person like me to just have a conversation with you and speak into what you're doing. So with that said, I hope that you get the gist of what we're doing on voice memo recordings through DMs to a few people, however many you can. I wouldn't recommend doing like 700 in just one day. Like, that would be nuts. It's just, you can have consistent ratings and reviews and social proofing coming into the podcast if you do a few per week or a couple per day or something like that. Hopefully that's helpful. I will see you on the next episode. Looking forward to it. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.